Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, and Hashem said to Moshe, Boy al Paroi, come to Paroi, ki ani echbadati es liboi veslev avodav, I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, l'man shisi oisoisai eile bekirboi, in order that I place my signs within him. So Rashi says, Boy al Paroi vahasrei boi, and warn him. So the Mefarshim ask a kasha. Generally speaking, to warn someone is to get him to give in, to get him to change his stance, to change his position. But over here, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling Moshe Rabbeinu, Kanir Badati Es Libay, I've hardened his heart, that means he's telling him in advance he's not going to change his mind. So what's the purpose of the Hasra? Shteit Nesvarim HaKadoshim, different Nesvarim, that we know that Rishoyim HaFilu HaPiskun Shel Gehenim Einam Chayzrim. And that gufa is the worst kind of a Gehenna. Because a person sees the emes and he'd like to change, but he can't because he's stuck with the positions he left with in Olam Hazeh, he can't change up there. Einam Chayzrim. So and you see the emes and you have to blive by your chesroinus, it's a tremendous Gehenna. This was a chaluk of the einus to Pari, to take away his koyach habachira, to take away someone's koyach habachira. When he sees the emes, he sees how it's harming him and it's taking apart his whole society, the whole Egyptian culture was taken apart. So that gufa is the biggest Gehenem Shaykh. Yes, to warn him. And the warning makes him want to change because he sees that he's facing terrible tzaras. And afapikan, he can't change. That gufa is a tremendous, tremendous einus to pare. Somebody told me, Adam Choshev Ma'id, he told me when he was a bacher learning in Eretz Yisrael, so he once went to visit Rav Elie Lapian Zatzal. So Rav Elie asked him, what's the mail of Koyach HaBechira? So as a bacher, he answered, you can do whatever you want. You're not forced to do anything. So he says, that's a mail. The Behemah could also do anything he wants. So Koyach HaBechira is the ability to say no. We say every day, Moiser Adam and the Behema Ayin Kiakoil Havel. So the Parsha Pshat is there's nothing that a human being, when he dies, he has nothing over a Behema, Hakoil Havel. There's the physical aspects of a human being, is nothing over a Behema. Taira, Mitzvah, Smaisim, Taivin, that's not Havel, right? But the Bali Drosha, they say, Moiser Adam and the Behema Ayin is the ability to say no. A behemoth goes after its instincts. It doesn't say no to its instincts. The ability for a human being to say no, that is the koyach habechira that a person has. And the Sigval de Gazach, we mentioned already numerous times that Esav is begematria sholem. It's the hepech, he's the hepech of sholem. The answer is, he doesn't wage any wars against the Yetzirah. He's at peace with his Yetzirah. The koyach ha'odam, Emes de Kichayim is that a person has the ability to say no. And that Koyach HaBechira was taken away from Pari. He no longer had that. So that Gufa was a Chaluk of his Einus. On this Boyal Pari, Kenich Badad Yesliboy, Uman Tisaper Ba'ozne Bincho Uven Bincho, Esa Sher Hisalalti B'Mitzrayim. I played with Mitzrayim, I laughed at Mitzrayim. Rashi says Hisalalti. So chakti, I laughed at them. Ramban brings down, Ketam Yoyshe Bashamayim Yishok, one that sits in Shamayim, he laughs, Hashem Yilag Loma, he makes a litzonis out of the person. So that from Pashtein L'chore, the derech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in his teichach is for a teyalas, to be misak in the person. Is it the derech of a father if he wants to make his son better, that he laughs at him, and he jokes at him, and he makes litzonis of him. And after all, we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is makbid on kavod habrias, to be mechabed a person. You see, earlier HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded Moshe and Aaron to speak to Pari b'derech eretz. You have to give him kavod malchus. So what's the pshat that HaKadosh Baruch Hu over here says, Asher his halalti sochakti boy. Sahagon Rabbi Bakst, that's Sal, Rosh Hashiva in Detroit, He says that Litzanis is one of the ways of giving Teichach. That means, the state said you have to give Teichach in a bekavedik way. So, you're not supposed to do it in a bizyonistic way. And you shouldn't be mavazim, you shouldn't chas v'sholom lower his kavod. However, b'medvarim amurim, a regular person that's willing to be mekabel teichach, that sees that the taki has to be machniah himself. But we see that the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Pari, admosai me antor le'onos mipanai. If a person is such a balgaivinik, and Pari made himself into a god, you see, Li'ayri, he said that he made himself into a god. He used to go out and relieve himself early in the morning because he said that he was a god. Someone that makes a geshke out of himself is not willing to be machniyah himself. Then if he's not willing to be machniyah himself, the only way for such a person is, such a balgaiva, is to make litzanis from him. That's going to be the only cure for such a person. Because he takes himself so seriously that he's so great and he's so bekavedik. The only cure for such a person is to make litzanis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka told Moshe Rabbeinu, lech el paroi, hashkin, go up, get early. He wants to make himself into an avodah zarah. You show him that he's not an avodah zarah. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu taka made a litzanis out of him. So Leibach says that that's the pshat. L'man tesaper bo'oznei bincha ben bincha. You have to impress upon the future generations, do not allow yourself to reach a madrega where the only way to deal with you is to make litzanis. That's the way he says it. It's yodua that the Rambam says that Paroi is a marshal to the Yetzer Hara. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu dealt with Paroi, that's how we have to deal with the Yetzer Hara, and you have to make a litzanis of the Yetzer Hara. Because the Yetzer Hara has ways of tricking people. You have to make a litzanis of those things that he puts in front of us. There's a famous Gemara in Masechta Shavuos. The Gemara says, how do you know that a dayan, that two balei dvarim come before him? One is lover smartutin, one is wearing ragged clothing, and the other one is wearing fancy pelusin, fancy rich clothing. How do you know that you're not allowed to be down to din unless you either clothe the ani with fancy clothing or rip off the fancy clothing from the usher? Shenema midvar sheker tircha. Let's take the Gemara. Shaveli lopian. Leiv Elio in the back, the Shvivei Leiv, he says a beautiful pshat. He says, every person is a dayan on a daily basis between two Bali Dvarim, the Yetzer Tov and the Yetzer Hara. Yetzer Hara comes dressed with fancy clothing, he puts on a show, this is so glorious and glamorous, it's gewaldig, you're going to have the rest the glicken from this. What can the Yetzer Tov tell you already? Don't do it, don't do it. You know, one day you'll be happy, you'll see, in Olam HaEmes, it's not good, but here he has nothing really to offer you. He's dressed in shabby clothing. How do you know that the only way to be able to pass judgment equally is either to rip off the fancy clothing of the Yetzer Hara, hevel habolam hakoil hovel, and show that it's nothing and it leads to nothing? Or lehepach, to dress up the Yetzer Tov and show the godless of Olam Haba what it is? Shenema midvar sheker tircha. You can't really make that judgment. So one of the Eifan, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a joke out of Paroi, that's the same way you have to make a joke out of the Yetzer Hara. What is all of his, what do his entreaties, what do they lead to? What exactly are you going to gain from that? That's making a litzanis out of the Yetzer Hara. Vayomer Aleihem, Paroi told Moshe, he told Moshe and Aaron, Yehi chen Hashem imochem, kasher ashalachaschem. Hashem will take be with you when I send you. Lest hapchem, abaru ki ra neged penechem. This bid that awaits you. Rashi says there was a certain star that represented shvichas dam. Lo yichen. Uchuna ha-geborim did do as Hashem. Only the men should go serve Hashem. Ki yoyso ha-tem bevakshim. So no mention is made of the women. What exactly was Paroi's plan for the women? So the Ridvaz, Slutsker Rav, has a pirush on the Yerushalmi, he says the following. He says, the children that says befei shruki run egnechem, you know, luchun agibar. Until now, Pari did not want to let them go out for even 3 days of us, because he understood if they go out for 3 days, they serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they bring Kurbanis, they're going to come close to Hashem, and they're going to throw off the Tumah that they picked up in Mitzrayim. Pari didn't want that. Pari wanted them to be Tumah, and that way they'll remain under his Shiva. But now he saw that it was impossible. His people were telling him, Atam Tedak, you have the Mitzrayim. So he had to let somebody go. So he came up with a good plan. He said, I'll let the men go. The children I'll keep here, and in the middle of the women are going to have to stay here as well to take care of the kids. Look, the women stay here. The men will go out to serve Hashem. When they come back, they're going to come back to a home where the women remained in their matzav of Tumah. And the men, they'll be mashpia on the men already. So the 3 day, you know, serving Hashem is going to go down the drain. This was his plan. Till now, he didn't want to let anybody go. But if he's already letting the men go, this way he has the time, I'll keep the kids, and the women will have to stay, and they'll be mashpia. The Ritva says that this was the big tzara with chinuch in Europe, because the boys learned by melamdim, they learned taltaras hakodesh, the girls did not learn anything, they went out to public school or whatever, and the end result was that the homes were built with the hashpah of the women on their husbands, and the male, that's how, rachman al-islam, a lot of houses went down the drain. So this was like, this was the roots of such a plan that was in the Maisa over here with Pari. Yafach Hashem ruach yom chazak ma'oy. The Arba, Hakadosh Baruch Hu brought a very heavy western wind. Vayisras ha'arba v'yiskeu yom asuf. V'yinishra arba echol b'chol b'ul Mitzrayim. So Rashi says, af hameluchim shemolchu mehen. The pickled locusts that they put away, even those were taken away. So the Sefer Nachlas Eliezer, written by Chizki Eliezer Kahan, he was Mashgiach in Gateshead, he is Pilipon. Mitzrayim was Mamish. It was totally ransacked by these locusts. It was a Makashen Kamayu. The Baruch left something over. He said, oh, at least we have something. Now the Arba totally wiped it away. So you would think they'd be repulsed by the Arba. They wouldn't want to see it. So what do you have? You have people that Mamish pickled. They call, oh, let's collect it and we'll have what to eat. How's it shayach to have such an opposite effect by something that caused such devastation? She says a very nice machshav. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Hey, Lo Oilam Yargiz Odam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. A person should incite his Yetzer Toiv actively to fight against the Yetzer Hara. You have to have a proactive approach against the Yetzer. You can't take him lying down. Yargiz Odam Yetzer Toiv Al Yetzer Hara. Notzchoy is mutav, is good. Dim lav yasek matayim. Notzchoy is mutav. Dim lav yaskeratz mayimamis. Last resort. So he asks a question. Other Balaam Musri asks the same question. If yaskeratz mayimamis, that does the job. So why do the first two look at chila? Just go straight out to yaskeratz mayimamis. So he says, if you use Yaskar Asma Yayma Misa alone, that could have an opposite effect. Because there are those that have the attitude, you know, eat, drink, and make merry, for tomorrow you will die. Adarabah. If the guy's going to die the next day, so he might as well chop around all the time as much as he could. So if you look at Chila, try fighting the Yitzhar. And look at Chila, you learn Torah. And you have the Torah, the Kahashkofer. So then the Yom HaMisa can have a good effect on you. But if Lehepach, a fellow's not Torah, and a fellow is not in the mode of fighting the Yitzhara, Lehepach, then the Inyan of Yom HaMisa's Meirer, enjoy all you can. Take in everything that you can. She says, that's the same shot over here. The Mitzrayim, they were not in the Musar mode. So Mimele, if they saw they were being devastated, might as well chaperine everything I can. If I can chaperine grasshoppers to eat, I'll chaperine the grasshoppers to eat. By someone, an Einish, a Torah, he sees an Einish it has an effect. But those that are not attuned to Teichoche, and they don't take Muzer, so it can have mamish the opposite effect. Hashem, if he said they pickled their locusts and they didn't really take the Muzer Haskel. Dabar Nova Osneha. Speak to the ears of the nation. The Yisra Luishme Imre Yehu. Each one should borrow from his friend, Kli Chesef, Kli Zohav. The Gemara in Brachas, Daptesim of Allah says, Omal HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'moyshe, the V'akoshim Imcha, I beg of you, Leich Emor Lehem Li Yisrael, the V'akoshim Yikem, ask from his friend, Kli Chesef and Kli Zohav, Kdei Shalai Yomer Oysei Tzadik, so that Tzadik Avraham Avinu shouldn't say, Avod Avinu Oysem Kaimah, you shouldn't have the time. Famous question is, that's the only reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mekaimah's Avtocha, so that Avraham Avinu shouldn't have the time. And what about the Etzem Avtocha itself? Question number two, there's others that ask that there's another Shaila. How did Rochem Yeshlam Hakim? Hashem has many ways. So why does it have to be dafka come through the hands of the Mitzrayim? Because Baruch says, Liyah Kesef, Liyah Zov, he can give us money in any way. So what's up is dafka had to come at the hands of the Mitzrayim. And Shiloh number three, which is one of the main Shilohs they ask, is the Bezos Hayam was much greater than the Bezos Mitzrayim. So anyway, they were going to get riches over there. So what possible taina could Avraham Avinu have? So brought down, and one of the Sforim B'Shem, my Rebbe, Agoyin HaTzadik, or Gabriel Ginsburg HaTzadik, who's my Rebbe and tells, very, very Heilige Yid. So he says like this, the tachlis of all of the makis was to be makir, to teach Chal Yisrael emuna, and see neither k'neged neither, and to see Hashgachas HaVayri. And they should feel the chush, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu's taking care of them, and his Hashgach on everything. So, they saw in every one of the Makis and neither connected neither. That what the Mitzrayim did to them exactly happened to the Mitzrayim. The Yetzer Baruch Hu's Gadol also could serve as a tremendous Hashgacha. That in the very beginning the Mitzrayim hated them. Neisrol Paru Vayishritzu. So I think the Sforna says Nasu Kishrotzim Be'enayim. They were like vermin in their eyes. They hated them. They couldn't stand them. Hashem couldn't stand them in Israel. They were repulsive in their eyes. Then afterwards, Hashem nosim chen ha'am ve'enim Mitzrayim, which is mamash lehepach from the seichel. When they tried to befriend the Mitzrayim, then they were repulsive in the eyes of the Mitzrayim. Now that the Mitzrayim has suffered all these makas, Hashem nosim chen ha'am ve'enim Mitzrayim. Avraham Avinu wanted that the Bnei Yisrael should be makir that they'll find favor in the eyes of the Mitzrayim ad kedei kach, that the Mitzrayim themselves will willingly give over their riches to them. That was a chelik of the Hashgacha, that was a chelik of the Limud. Avraham Avinu wasn't stam interested in the riches, right? And the emesis, because of the riches alone, that will be taken care of later with the Bezos Mitzrayim. But Avraham Avinu wanted every last drop of Hashgacha to be able to be seen. So if they leave Mitzrayim, and they don't get anything from the Mitzrayim directly in a straight way, you still, there's a little bit there in the Hashgacha that was not seen. Avraham Avinu wanted every drop of Hashgacha to be squeezed out. But now that the Bnei Yisrael see that those very same Mitzrayim that hated them, l'chitchila, and now they're giving it over to them willingly, mamish with a smile on their face, that is Hashgacha, mamish, a tremendous act of Hashgacha that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he put the chen ha'am ve'enim Mitzrayim. That's the pshat why Avraham Avinu might have a taina. Not else the riches, but else the hashgacha shaboy. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu taki did that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed how the Mitzrayim, how they gave over willingly their kelim, the klei chesef, klei zahav. Well, l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yor b'mashvaisim. To all the b'nei Yisrael, there was light in their dwelling places. The Rish Rabba brings down Va'aleyam Namar, and about them it is said, Ner l'ragli dvarecha, your words are a candle to my feet, v'oil in the sea, and a light to my path. So So Shmuel Rozovsky Zatzal says a very nice pshat. He says, in the matzah, the worst matzah shaykh for the Mitzrayim, there was choshech ad kedei kach b'yomesh choshech. They weren't able to move. No light was able to penetrate. Well, the Bnei Yisrael ha'yah or what does that mean? That came from the Or HaTorah, an Or which is l'mayim and HaTorah. At a time where Torah cast choshech in front of the Mitzrayim, the Bnei Yisrael had the Or HaTorah that lit up the way from them. What kind of Torah did they have? It was before on day. That's not sure. First of all, you do the Medrash Seder Shabbos. They used to get together and say over Midrashim together. They used to have Messiris from previous generations. They used to have Messiris from the other Sanglashim. The fact Shleshina, Shmam, Vesmal, Busham, Veslashainam, that Gufa was a chalik of their Torah that they kept the nation apart. And there was certain inyanim of Torah that they had. Even that little bit was Ner L'Ragli, V'Arech of Arl Mesivasi. I was thinking, if you take a look at today's world, you take a look at a Yiddish shtub, and you take a look at the goy, your mamash see this b'chush, so you have to be blind not to see it. How the goyish world is topsy-turvy, it's upside down, m'shugya she'en kamoyim, mamash m'shugya, a Yiddish shtub, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's galasin, family life, Shabbos table, m'sayra, m'yavis, l'banim. My wife tells me, she went today, she took my Anyakluch to the American Dream, it was packed with Yid. She had Beis Yaakov girls passing on Sidurim one to the other, to Daven Mincha, you have to Daven Mincha, in the mitten, you know, Daven Mincha, American Dream. You saw certain sneers, you saw a certain, you see a tzura by Yidin that your mamish, you don't see by Goyim. We had an experience a couple of years ago. You know, we go to Cleveland every year, you know, for camp. So we always stop off at a store there near the yeshiva. You know, we buy our stuff for the summer, whatever we need, soaps and zachen. So we end the conversation with the woman at the cash register and say, you know, we come here once a year, we have a camp here. Oh, those boys are your boys. Those boys are so beautiful. They're such beautiful boys. Man, she's talking about how... What's the shot? You see a menschlich-looking boy. He doesn't have tattoos all over his arms. He doesn't have ponytails and earrings. You know, he's not walking around with the place. Yeah, there's a tzura. You can see that tzura on the Yiddish kid. There's a beauty. There's a certain aura. There's a certain light over there. That's the ner l'ragli dvarecha. When the world is coming apart, when the world is in turmoil, and mamish is v'yomish chayshev, he's a mamish feel the chayshev. In the Yiddish shtub, l'chol b'nei Yisrael ha'yar b'mashvaysam, and you're able to mamish feel that art. There's a Ramban at the end of this week's parasha. The end of parasha's boy, the Chaska Levenstein said, it was kedai to come down to this world just to be introduced to this Ramban. So most Yisraelis dik Ramban, I just want to bring out a couple of Nakudas of that Ramban. One of the Nakudas that Ramban says is, that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not, first the Ramban discusses, from the days of Enosh, from Avodah Zarah, Nishtapshu HaDayos. There's been a mix-up, there's been a Choshech and Dayos. Some people say that the Olam is Kagma and it wasn't created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no Bayur, actually the Pumayu. Others say he created it, but he doesn't know what's happening down here. Others say he knows what's happening down here, but he doesn't lower himself to be Mashgiach. And that's really the purpose of Nisim. When you see Nisim v'Neflois, and you see how the laws of Teva are broken and they're set aside, so you see that all of these shitas are amamish wiped away by they're washed away by the wayside. So the Nisim of Mitzrayim, the amamish in Mitzrayim, these days, crisis were rampant. There's no bayre, there's no hashgacha, there's no this. All of these ices and lives and disproved all of the shtuyos of the guy. So then the Ramban says that Bavur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, does not make an ois and a noifis in every generation for every Rasha or Kaifa. So therefore he was mitzava us that we should always make a zikaron and an ois for that which we saw, We should give it over to our children and our children to our grandchildren and invite. He says, that's why the marshal, some of the mitzvahs are so chumridic. Mitzvahs carbon pesach, there's a chi of karas. And the isra of chametz, there's a chi of karas. That's why it's so chumridic, because these mitzvahs perpetuate from dar after dar after dar, these nisim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, because he doesn't do the nisim every single dar for every kaifer. So Maisa Shahoya, Yisrael Salanta used to go around from city to city to be makar of people and to bring them closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So from time to time, he used to come to a certain city, he used to stay over at an inn owned by a yid, an Erev Yid. One year, Rabbi Yisrael came into the inn. He says, something's not the same with this yid. Not the same. He's upgekeeled to the Yiddish guy. So he asked him, my high, what happened? What should I say? He says, a while back, somebody stayed at this hotel. He was an apikairis. He was making fun of me that I keep mitzvahs. He says, I want to show you. He says, I'm going to order, pray for meat, and I'm going to eat it, and nothing's going to happen to me. If there's something, if there's a God, he said he should choke. Nothing will happen. He showed him up. He ordered a tray for hot dog. He brought it in, and he eats it. He says, take a look. Nothing happened to me. So he made a ration. So he saw, didn't say anything. A short while later, the innkeeper's daughter comes in. She's all happy. She's carrying a certificate. What happened? She won an award for playing the piano in school. So here's this. She tells her father. She's all proud. So she says, can I hear you play the piano? Please, I'd love to hear you play. You're so good. You won an award. I'd like to hear you play. And she refuses. Again, he asks. Turns to the father, why does he do it on the play? The father asks, doctor, you know, what's wrong? The rub wants to hear you play. So she says, I already proved myself in school. You know, I proved myself over there and I got the award. Every single person that comes around, I have to prove myself to them. Yisrael turns to the innkeeper and he says, take a look here, listen to what your daughter said over here. She already proved herself. She doesn't have to prove herself to every single person that comes along. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved himself thousands of years ago. The whole world heard about the Nisim. Shamu Amo Mayer Gozum, Chivo Chaz Yoshev Peloshes, Oz Nibel Lufe Edoim, etc., etc. It wasn't just the Yidden. A couple of million Yidden that went out of Mitzrayim. The whole world heard about it. He doesn't have to go prove himself for every single one. That's what the Ramban is saying over here. But since he doesn't make nisim in every generation, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world of Yichukei HaTeva, and he doesn't want to break the Chukei HaTeva, and he's not mechuyev to disprove every rush and every shaitan. So we have to perpetuate it through keeping these mitzvahs. A second akuda that the Ramban says is that someone that's kaina a mezuzah bezuz echad, and he's kaveya it on his door, he's mischaven b'inyana, he was moide b'chidush ha'olam uv'yediyas habriya. He was moide in that. And for that, Chazal said, ha'vizor b'mitzvah kala b'chamura. For one coin, you could buy a mezuzah, and you're kaveh it, and every time you pass the mezuzah, you think about it, what the inyan is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mashgiach, he says, ha'vizor b'mitzvah kala, you're moide in the hashgacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, the kavan of all the mitzvahs is that we should believe in Hashem and we should thank Him that He created us. The He kavanas ayitzira. That is the kavanah of the Bria. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yitzira rishayna. There is no other reason for the original creation. The ke'ein lekel elyon chepetz batachtoinim. There's no other rotzen, b'lvad, she'yeda ha'odna v'yoyde le'loikov she'barei. This is the tachlis of the Bria. He's a person who passes by his mezuzah every day. He gives a little bit of thought. For stating the mezuzah, he's mekayim the tachlis of the Bria. So Chaskel Levenstein said about this, that the Ramban was outstanding in three different nekudas. His ga'inus, kolatay rekulu. Number two, he was a tremendous philosopher. Number three, he was the biggest mekubal in his time. You see the Pirush Ramban, al derech ha'emes, tremendous in Kabbalah. And if the Ramban says that this is the tachlis of the Bria, that we should be made the Takodesh Baruch Hu, then that is the tachlis of the Bria. You think about it, you thank Hashem for doing something for you, and whatever, that is being Makayim the tachlis of the Bria. Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, every time he left his house, people saw this day, it was a, made a big reishim on him. He would place his hand on the mezuzah, think, and then he would go light. There's a Talmud that's made, he's from Greenberg, he was a mashgiach in Yeshiva's Knesset Chizkiyo. He was from the Choshev Talmidim in Chevron. So he was once being malava his Rebbe, Reb Leib Chasman. They started walking from Reb Leib's house to the yeshiva. Reb Leib stops, he says, oh, I forgot something. So he was already older, it was a tircha for him to go back. So the Talmud said, I'll go back, I'll take care. He says, no, I have to take care of myself. So they walk back, goes back, stops by the mezuzah, puts his hand on it and he thinks, and he goes back to yeshiva. You know, that's the way they were like, you know. The mezuzah meant something. You know, the Rambam brings down a person has to think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching over him. Reb Cheskel Abramsky used to say, Rabbeinu Shloilam, I'm leaving the house healthy. I daven to you, used to say it out loud, I daven to you, you should return me back to my house healthy and everything should be fine. The last nekuda that the Ramban makes, he says, and this is a Yisoy Kol HaTayra Kula, he says, Men HaNisim HaGdoilim HaMufursamim, from the big Nisim that are well known, a person learns to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Nisim HaNistarim in Taira, in the Bria. The fact that he's healthy, the fact that he has parnasa, nothing happens by itself. Everything is hashgachas habayri. That's the purpose of the nisim. The nisim hagluyim is to be makir in teva. So yeah, I saw brought down there was a Rosh Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, Rosh Yeshiva Tiferesi, his name is Michal Shleif Averski. Once called over in Einikel. Regular day, not Hanukkah, not Purim, yesterday. He said, I'll nisim today. And he had no idea what the Zayda wanted. He thought that the Zayda was already, you know, getting older, and he was getting a bit compromised. He mentioned it to his father. His father's also another Mechashim. His father asked the Zayda, what did you mean? He says, I meant to instill in him the idea every single day. They will convey it for Chanukah and Purim. But the emphasis is when we say in Moedim, there's tremendous, tremendous nisim that go on. I just want to finish with a maisa on this. So a very nice maisa. Hagoyin Rabbi Nerzbach, that's all. He was a rabbi in Germany, in Darmstadt, and then after the war, he came to Eretz Yisrael. He was Rosh Yeshiva in Kol Torah, in Talmud Chacham Bufli. So anyway, he once finished giving shir. He walked home, he went home for lunch. You know, he went to catch a bus, but waiting for the bus, a tremendous, you know, thunderstorm hit him. He wasn't properly dressed, he was going to get soaked. Boom, as the rain started, a car passes by, there's a younger man whom he didn't know. You know, he pushes the press, opens up the window. He says, Rebbe, I can give you a ride. You want to come in? Comes in, and the mamash gives him a ride home. And on the way home, the younger man tells him, mamash hashgach, I was not planning on being on this street, b'chlau. You know, I wasn't planning on it. Punk, in the last minute of this, something made me make a turn. I wanted to see something, and mamash hashgach pratius, I was able to get the Rosh Hashiva, save him from the rain. So Rabbi Yaina told him, you told me a mice of hashgach. I want to tell you a mice of hashgach. Last week, right after mamash, at this time of day, I finished saying shir, and also I tried making it to the bus, and I missed the bus by 3 steps. The bus went off. The next bus would come in another hour, and all of a sudden there was a downpour of mamish. And I wasn't dressed for the occasion. I had to walk home, and I came home soaked mamish through and through. In other words, Hashgach is lab dafkin if the results come out the way we want them to come out. That's nice for Hashgach also. But that's Dr. Ramban from the Nisan Gluyim. We have to learn that everything that happens is Mamash from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.